You're listening to Newtnia. The same silver catalyst does two different jobs inside a solid oxide cell. Researchers at Seoul National University, KAIST, and the Korea Basic Science Institute found that silver nanoparticles in a solid oxide cell react at their boundary with the electrode when generating electricity, but switch to reacting across their own surface when producing hydrogen, a distinction that could let engineers design separate, optimized electrodes for each mode. Inside a solid oxide cell, a speck of silver only a few nanometers wide switches which of its surfaces does the chemistry, depending on whether the cell is making electricity or splitting water into hydrogen. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers at Seoul National University, KAIST, and the Korea Basic Science Institute built a model electrode with evenly spaced silver nanoparticles and found that the metal's own surface and its boundary with the electrode take turns as the main reaction site, depending on whether the cell generates electricity or produces hydrogen. Why does it matter? Solid oxide cells can either generate power from hydrogen or split water to make it, and engineers have had to guess where catalysts do their work. Knowing the exact site lets them design electrodes for one job instead of a compromise between two. What is the catch? The result comes from a simplified model electrode built for clarity, not the tangled, industrial-grade electrodes used in commercial cells. Key number. The team tested four metal catalysts, silver, cobalt, palladium, and platinum, and silver produced the strongest improvement in oxygen reaction speed of any of them. Why it matters. A solid oxide cell works in one of two modes. It can generate electricity by combining hydrogen and oxygen, called the oxygen reduction reaction, or it can run in reverse and split water into hydrogen, called the oxygen evolution reaction. Both modes depend on how fast oxygen atoms react at the air electrode, and adding a metal nanocatalyst like silver speeds that reaction up. Engineers building these electrodes have not known whether the catalyst's own surface, its edge where it touches the electrode, or both do the actual work, so they have largely built one electrode designed to serve both jobs. Knowing that silver switches which surface it uses lets engineers instead shape the catalyst separately for each mode, more interface boundary for electricity generation, more exposed particle surface for hydrogen production, a design challenge with real echoes in fuel cell catalysts, where researchers have separately tackled the trade-off between platinum activity and durability. What happened? Rather than testing a real, tangled commercial electrode, the team built a model version, a thin-film perovskite oxide electrode with silver nanoparticles deposited in controlled sizes and spacing, so they could isolate exactly where the reaction happened. They ran the electrode in oxygen reduction mode, generating electricity, and found that reaction rates rose as the boundary length between the silver particles and the electrode grew longer, pointing to that boundary as the main reaction site. Then they ran the same electrode in oxygen evolution mode, producing hydrogen, and the pattern flipped. Reaction rates instead tracked the surface area of the silver particles themselves. Synchrotron-based photoelectron spectroscopy, which let the team watch the electrode's surface while it operated, combined with atomic scale calculations, showed why, in electricity-generating mode, the silver mainly transfers electrons to oxygen at that boundary. In hydrogen-producing mode, it instead helps oxygen atoms combine into molecules and release from its exposed surface. The findings, led by Professors Woo-Chul Young and Jong Woo-Han of Seoul National University with KAIST and the Korea Basic Science Institute, were published in Energy and Environmental Science and featured on the journal's back cover. Before we overstate the result, the model electrode was deliberately simplified, with uniform, ordered nanoparticles. Commercial solid oxide cell electrodes have far more complex, uneven structures. The tests compared four metals, silver, cobalt, palladium, and platinum. Other candidate catalysts were not evaluated. Whether the same two-site switching applies at the higher temperatures and longer operating times of commercial cells has not yet been tested. The paper does not report a device-level efficiency gain. It identifies the reaction sites, a mechanistic finding not yet translated into a working prototype. What happens next? Young's team describes the finding as a design principle rather than a finished product. An electrode built for a solid oxide fuel cell could now be engineered to maximize interface boundary, while one built for a solid oxide electrolysis cell could instead maximize exposed catalyst surface. The same model electrode platform, the researchers say, could apply beyond solid oxide cells to other electrochemical devices where a catalyst's reaction site was previously assumed rather than measured directly. Dr. Jinwook Kim, who led the experimental work, plans to continue this line of research at the University of Seoul, extending it toward reversible cells that switch between generating power and producing hydrogen in the same device, a materials design problem similar in spirit to the machine learning guided search for better sodium battery electrolytes. Takeaway: the two reaction sites, boundary versus surface, are not two theories competing for the same explanation. They are two separate jobs the same silver particle performs depending on which direction the cell is running. Whether that distinction survives the jump from a controlled lab electrode to a working power plant or hydrogen plant is the open question the next round of testing has to answer. Read the full article at newtnia.com.